All right, 10:59 tonight is the deadline to pull your name out of the NBA draft. Trey Alexander for Creighton, Keisei Tominaga from Nebraska. Tristan Newton from UConn has announced that he is returning to the national champs. They like to refer to him as Mr. Triple-Double.
Mm.
There are a couple of new mock drafts that are out there. We'll sift through them during the break and give you the latest information. But those are two major decisions before 10:59 tonight. I think this is the first time I've taken a call from Beloit, Kansas, which ironically is not very far from Lincoln and Minneapolis, and also from a guy named Prime. Good morning, sir.
What is up, my brothers? I changed my name. I used to be a caller on occasion called Ralphie in
Yeah, now
Kansas,
I know your name.
But I changed my name to Prime for obvious reasons, because you boys and every other media is obsessed with the University of Colorado, which I call my home team. I'm the number one fan in Kansas. Like my friend says, it's very close to the university. Prime is just renting the university, but we're all excited to see what he can do. And I moved a little closer east because we're going to the Big 12, so now I'm an hour and a half from Manhattan. I'm 2.5 from Lawrence. I'm 3 from Oklahoma State, so I am ready as Prime is going to get us to the Big 12.
Come on home.
Yeah, that makes great sense for a guy that may not be in Boulder very long. Just let him make the decision if you're going to switch conferences.
Yeah.
That's a wise, nice administration move.
Yeah, how could it go wrong?
So anyway, we'll talk buffs later when it gets down and dirty. But have you looked at the Kentucky regional baseball fiasco? My God, what a screw-up. Have you looked at that yet?
Yeah, we were talking about in the last segment there, Mr. Buff.
Oh, my God, are you kidding me? You know, Fort Hays State used to have Division I. the littlest schools in basketball in the state of Kansas, and Gross Memorial Coliseum was one of the nicest facilities in Kansas for basketball. And Hayes and the Convention Bureau and everything used to make a killing. And then Fort Hays State said, you know what? We don't have the workers and we don't care. And besides that, we're going to have girls regional NCAA Division II basketball. And so now we go to Dodge City, which is actually a little better because they've got a new community center and casino. But everybody was upset. I mean, they packed that Gross Memorial Coliseum all the time.
I've done games in Gross.
I remember they used to have the Big 8 women's tournament. It was in Salina, I think.
Yeah.
Yep. And, you know, of course, NJCAA men's Division I of JUCO is in Hutch. So.
Yep. That's a great
event. But anyway, that's just a...
All right. Well, you know what? This is a good primer. I'm glad that you called. How you feeling about 3.5 wins as a win total?
I have no idea.
Nobody does.
You know, I hunt and fish with the Voice of the Buffaloes, and we chat every week about it. We just staying away. So,
Hey, Mark has a fantastic voice. Tell him hello.
Oh, isn't that something?
Yep.
Isn't he something?
Yep.
So, good Christian man. So,
yeah.
Boys, my new name is Prime. I'm in Beloit. I'm ready to go.
I feel bad for you. All right, thank you. Have your head coach keep talking. Have him keep talking.
Look, I mean,
you're gonna know when you've played us. All right, September 9th. That's a test for Nebraska because Matt Rhule wants everybody to know that Nebraska is going to be a very physical football team. All right, that's okay. Still September 9th. Still a little ways away.
This Kentucky thing, I understand. It's not a great look, but what can you really do if you have these music festivals and you've got all of these state tournaments that are going on in the same weekend? You obviously can't, you're not going to move a concert for a baseball regional. You're not going to all of a sudden alter the state championship games, both in softball and baseball, for a regional. I get it. It's inconvenient, but what are you supposed to do?
Yeah, you have less than a week notice.
Right.
So, you know, the other part is that brass band festival.
Right.
Which is going on in a smaller community outside.
Danville?
Yes.
So that's what, 35 miles away?
Mm-hmm.
I get it. It doesn't look great, but I don't know what you could really do in that situation when you do. As you mentioned, that's the most important thing. All these things were scheduled months, almost a year in advance when it comes to when you're playing your state championships and concerts.
As we discussed, those rooms are nice.
So they're in the residential suites. They've got two separate rooms. They share a bathroom. The beds are single beds. One of the rooms has bunk beds.
Oh, ooh. Awesome.
About that
place I stayed at 2 weeks ago, we had bunks in our cottage for golf. We had 3 people in one room.
Ooh, go crazy!
You didn't go there to sleep,
Ooh.
Though.
Who got to turn out the lights? You can either put one athlete in each room or two. Each room will cost $92.50 per night.
Damn.
That seems a little low.
It does.
That does.
It does.
God, if I was Kentucky, I'd start gouging these teams.
Make some money. It just means more.
Well, yeah, because isn't all of this on the NCAA's dime? I think they
should.
I think once you're in the NCAA regional, regardless of the sport,
they take care
whatever
of
your lodging, your accommodations. The NCAA pays for all that. So yeah, Kentucky, come on, jack it up. It's not going to affect these teams. It's going to affect the NCAA.
Again, some of these dorm rooms, these residential suites, are really, really nice.
Yeah, they've come a long way.
Hey, if I was homeless, I'd enter college just to live in a dorm.
Yeah. Get a meal plan.
Get a Pell Grant. Boom. And you've been living some good life. There's one of the residential suites in Lincoln. They do your laundry for you.
Really?
Wow.
Yeah. Oh.
Jesus.
Wow.
Hey, things
you don't have to go home to do your laundry anymore?
Hey, things have changed from my 4 months that I spent in Neihardt Hall with a roommate that was 30 years older than me.
Really?
And there were only a couple of us that spoke English. Yeah. So I was a mid-semester enrollee in Lincoln.
Yeah.
And I thought it was really cool that they had sinks in the room. I didn't know much about Neihardt. I really didn't know anybody that was going to Lincoln. So I, you know, people like, oh no, you got to get in Harper Schramm Smith, or you got to get in Abel Sandoz or Cather Pound. I was like, man, I like kind of Neihardt. Neihardt looks pretty cool.
Swing and a miss.
Russell was very nice. It was just there was an age gap there, and he liked to go and jump trains.
Oh,
you know the trains that are right behind Harper Schramm Smith. He liked to go and jump trains.
He wasn't
Did
your
you
standard
ever go
old
them?
Guy.
Come on.
Hey,
you got to live a little.
I would rather go to the top of Abel and bread people on the street below than to go and jump on trains.
All the crazy things, you know, from winding up with a mascot head in your, I assume later, in your college days home. And
don't
all
forget the pig.
All, yeah,
don't forget
yeah,
the pig.
All I said
the pig, you will not jump a train.
I said,
I'm kind of disappointed.
I said, might you die? And he goes, yeah, that's the thrill of it. I'm
like, I've never heard of
noted.
I'm 18 years old, and that's not for me. Okay? I'm good.
I like it.
And this guy's
like
in his guy's like, what, is it 40s?
He was 35. He was from Portland, Oregon. He loved Brando. He had been on like on his third major.
Yeah.
He loved living there because everybody left him alone. I was the first roommate he ever had.
Wow.
We barely spoke.
All the stories you told about your time there, this might be the most fascinating. I don't know why.
Yeah, why did you kind of buried the lead on this one? I'm glad this was able to resurface. Thank God for Kentucky's regional. We get to go there.
Which ties back into the Al Pacino theme from the beginning.
Hey, I will tell you this, so I guess I'm not speaking out of turn. There are some nicer residential suites on all three of the Division I campuses in the state that are better than some of the fraternities.
Yeah, I don't doubt it.
There's some fraternities that, man, they have let their houses go to.
It's
like,
seen
like,
some.
Like mom and dad are spending a lot of money.
Yeah.
You might want to upgrade and make it like nice compared to like living in the dorm. I know, you know, you want to be a frat guy compared to living in the dorm. But man, the universities have it right. You know, people are wanting to get off campus and get their own apartment. If you make it nice in the dorms, like people might stay for a few years. Hell, they might stay for their entire college career because it's so nice.
Like a hotel.
I was blown away. Of the new dorms that we visited in Lincoln and even here at Creighton, I was like, whoa, these are really, really nice.
Mm-hmm.
Like they give you all the amenities. You got the meal plan. You know, it's not, they're like relatively new or they've been refurbished. So I'm looking at the pictures here. It's not ideal. And you're going to see some videos and some TikToks from West Virginia, Indiana, and Ball State, but it's not terrible.
The
dorm living has changed drastically. Even down where I live, where you know the Omaha campus has expanded, those dorm rooms or you know slash apartments, those are really nice.
Well, if you're down to like say in Lexington or at least in the area that it's not a crazy drive, you're like down to like a roadside motel or even like a Super 8, you'd probably be better off in the dorms. Not probably, you would be. Your accommodations are going to be much better. So when you're limited on options.
I mean, think of all the pranks you can do.
Yeah, absolutely. You got floors and floors.
I mean, You know, you fill the waste basket with water, lean it up against the door, knock on the door and run. You paper someone's room.
Oh, yeah.
You ever get papered?
I never did, but yeah, that's...
We did it to a guy that lived in Able.
Yeah.
Just filled the entire room with paper. Like, crunched up paper. He went away to class. He had like a 6-hour window where he was on campus.
Oh, that's perfect.
Wasn't coming back.
It's perfect.
Yeah, he didn't think it was perfect. Either did the RA.
Yeah.
Well, think about it. When, you know, your dorm experience, you know, you're a lot of people that you don't even know. You're kind of, you know, crossing paths. You got that whole dormitory to yourself. That's all you.
Yeah, but you do
have your teammates.
You have some people like to tell on you.
Oh, there's all, yeah.
That's frowned upon if you all of a sudden are a guy and you end up on a floor of an all-girls dorm.
Yeah.
And you don't know the rules.
Well, I'd hope your teammates would be the cone of silence.
I'm going to get my buddy. He's living with his girlfriend.
Mm-hmm. I just think you got to, at this point of the season, you've bonded enough. You know what to tell and what not to tell. That's that. You didn't make it this far to an NCAA regional without having that bond, Gary. Okay? So I don't think you have to worry about that. Stays within the team.
No. Hopefully you don't hear stories of like cockroaches or
bed bugs. Yeah. Like, oh my
gosh.
That
would complete the story.
These guys are having to put lotion to get it to extract the gnat.
Now, are they all in the same dorm? Like, does each team get their own floor or do they have like...
That's what I wondered.
I thought
there were a couple dorms. I think that if I remember correctly in the initial report, they were going to use multiple dorms, the nicest dorms.
There's got to be a quote-unquote athlete dorm in Lexington.
Oh, like gosh. I'm assuming the basketball team probably has a nice...
Look at KU's dorm.
Yes.
Yeah.
For basketball players.
Gold-plated urinal.
That's a luxury hotel.
Yeah.
You've even got like rooftop bars on these dorms. So you're going to be fine. But yes, I thought they would say they were using multiple dorms. They're going to use their nicest ones. I bet the Kentucky campus probably has some that are going to be better than
that. Ask Cal, hey, can we borrow your dorms?
Yeah.
Sure, it'll go well.
I think Kansas, when we went to that KU-Baylor game, I want to say one of their dorms has like a rooftop type of bar.
That's the apartments that are across from the football stadium.
Okay. Oh yeah, no, those are
student.
Well, there's
housing.
there's a hotel there,
and then there, yeah,
the Oriad,
yeah,
the Oriad,
that has a
nice hotel.
No, there was a dorm that I don't know if it's a bar, but it has like a rooftop, like lounge area.
Yeah, that'd be
that had some like flat screen TVs and whatnot. It was pretty nice looking.
Yeah, it's come a long way. Wasn't that way when I was there.
It's not dorm living, folks.
Mike says you have not lived in the dorms and gotten in trouble until you have to go in front of Rob and John Zadiska's dad. True. Their dad ran housing at Nebraska back when they were in school. And then I think he's probably been retired for 10 years or so. I never had that. All I did is I got written up and I was told I couldn't come back in Able. That was the breading incident.
It wasn't
trying to sneak onto an all-girls
floor. The drive-by fruiting.
And I wasn't trying to sneak on. There was a baseball player that was sleeping with his girlfriend, and I was supposed to go pick him up, and he wasn't responding. So I just casually...
walked in.
Mm. Yeah. The bread and stuff they got upset about. We didn't hurt anybody. You just go to the top, you went on the roof, and you took bread... and you dumped it in water and rolled it up as a ball and threw it at people in cars down below.
That's like PCU and the meat.
The meat tossing, exactly. That's what I thought of.
Stop the violator.
I don't know why people got upset like when you'd start snowball fights, like between Faisai and Neihardt, and made it to the front page of the Daily Nebraska.
What? Did you guys put rocks in the snowballs?
It was was the Neihardters against Sigma Nu and Faisai, and... we started a snowball fight that was, at the time, the largest snowball fight on campus and made to the front page of the DN. It was kind of cool.
Did you get quoted in there?
No. Hmm. No. I just lit the match and then ran away.
I like it.
I was not the one that threw a snowball that broke a window.
And that's where it now.
Well, there's your story right there. Otherwise, it's just a simple
shenanigans. Sports fans.
Just a bunch of college students' shenanigans.
Were we afraid that guys from Faisai were going to storm Neihardt? They don't even know directions across the street.
How'd you get caught in the breading incident, by the way? Did you have like some loaves?
Did you have a piece of bread sticking
out of your pocket?
No, somebody reported us that we were up on the roof and we were looking down and the person came from behind. And so they're like, "Where do you live?" And I said, "Lincoln."
Where do you come up with this?
It's true. You lived in Lincoln.
They go, "Do you have your student ID?" And I'm like, "No, I lost it." They're like, do you go to school here? And I'm like, occasionally. I got what I deserved then.
What do you come up with? That's it's very, very creative, though. Just dipping bread and water, balling it up, and just
using it
as a projectile. It's creative. And I feel like harmless. I don't feel like that feel like that would leave a welt or anything.
Anything, that's good, clean fun.
Yeah. And then the Ducks will enjoy it.
It wasn't like we were Troy Brohan or anything. We were missing everything we were throwing it at. So. speaking of Nebraska baseball, so there has been a little movement. Some pitchers have left. The offseason is upon us. But as I think about this past season, I'm going to tie it back into the NCAA tournament that begins on Friday. You're going to see how I'm going to weave all of that when we come back. Brandon Vogel in the last hour. It's mornings with Sharp and Hanley at 1620 The Zone.